The celebration kicked off with live music from the Ecker Hill Middle School Strings Band in the Eccles Lobby to the thunderous sound of the Park City High School Marching Band, which marched on stage once the crowd was seated inside. This preceded the hour-long commentary of thank yous and memories of how the 1,300-seat auditorium came to be and those responsible for the continued success of the joint-use auditorium shared by the Park City School District and the community performances program by the Park City Institute. The story that was repeated in different circles Saturday night was that there were a handful of visionaries who saw the future need of an auditorium that could not only seat the entire student body of the high school at one time, but also the cultural needs of the community and the space demands of the Sundance Film Festival. The joke was that we could ski all day and then watch a production of Cats that night. But the problem was there was no one to ensure that there would be performers behind the curtain, which is when Terry Orr was named as executive director of the Park City Performing Arts Foundation, now known as the Park City Institute. In the mid-1990s, school district patrons voted in favor of a bond to build the auditorium, but it took a lot more private fundraising to ensure that the 300-seat balcony would be built, as well as more restroom stalls and a better sound system. That funding, said Orr, came from the Eccles family, and she noted Saturday that we wouldn't be calling this the Eccles Center unless the Eccles family believed it was something that Park City needed. Spence Eccles, the president and CEO of the Eccles Family Foundation, said it was a momentous occasion 20 years ago with the opening of the center that bears his aunt and uncle's names.
To my mind, that same holds true tonight. Once again, this is also a momentous occasion, folks. As we reflect upon and celebrate what this incredible facility has made possible for thousands of students of Park City, along with thousands of citizens and visitors alike who have benefited from them and been inspired by the amazing array of talent and art forms that have graced this stage for two decades. So let me say what a privilege it was then and continues to be for the George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Foundation to play a small part in the life and the success of this fantastic center.
Not only would the new facility serve as a high school and community performing arts center, but the seats were badly needed by the Sundance Film Festival, who at the time was seriously considering other locations to move the festival because they had simply run out of seats. Today, the facility is rented out to Sundance for the premiere of its most popular films, as well as the free screenings of the award winners on the Monday following the festival. Trevor Groth, director of programming for the festival, said that the opening of the Eccles changed everything.
It started to grow and grow in popularity, and the demand for tickets and for the space in the theater was so great that, as they referenced, like we were shaking, we were about ready to implode, and we were looking at places to move to. But then something glorious happened. This theater was built, and we got to use it, and it really launched us into another stratosphere where we went from kind of an emerging regional festival to an A-list festival right alongside the Cannes Film Festival, the Venice Film Festival, and the Berlin Film Festival, all who have these amazing movie palaces that we never had until this theater was built.
As a joint-use facility with the school district for the past 20 years, Orr said she has never found the support from the school administration for what the Institute does, as she has in the current superintendent of schools, Amber Conley.
I'm an educator at heart, and I'm an advocate for students. The very first day that I came to Park City, and I came here in thinking I might apply for a job here, I arrived, and there was a jazz concert with our high school students, and it was right here in this auditorium. And I walked out of here that night, and I said to myself and my daughter at the time, this is an amazing place. We have a community that believes in the arts, that supports the arts, and most importantly, supports our students.
The joy of Saturday's celebration was dampened a bit when a video of one of those who worked tirelessly to get the center built, Heather Menzies-Urich, was shown exuberant about attending Saturday's celebration. Unfortunately, Urich died last month just after a short illness, but her son Ryan, who she had been trying to convince to join her, came alone.
My mom really, really had a passion for the arts. And as you can see in that video, I mean, she really wanted it to happen, and she was pretty persuasive. She, in the past 2 months, was actively persuading me to come here and hang out with her. I'm supposed to be working right now, but I'm taking some time off, obviously. I still have a voicemail from her trying to convince me to come out. You know, you gotta be there, it's gonna be fun, it'll be great, we're gonna have a great time. So, and it worked, I'm here, so.
Hadley Dynack, the executive director of the Park City Summit County Arts Council, said it's her job to show why the arts, in all of its forms, matter.
There are those, I realize, that think that the arts are extras, the icing and sprinkles and decorations on top of the celebratory cake. But there are others, and I think many who are in this room tonight, who know in their hearts that the arts are more. They're the eggs, the flour, and the sugar that bind the whole cake together. In a time when the World Health Organization has identified depression as the leading cause of disability in the world, ahead of cancer and heart disease, research shows that watching people create and creating directly lowers blood pressure, improves mood, reduces anxiety, and offers a host of other physiological benefits. Arts make us feel better.
The Eccles Center's 20th anniversary season continues after the Sundance Film Festival with a sold-out show of Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keen. The Institute Saturday also kicked off its 20th anniversary fundraising effort, asking donors to make contributions in multiples of 20, whether it's $20 or $100 that would pay for 20 student tickets. More information is online at ecclescenter.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.